and the numbers are counting down.
Radio Dead Air, this is Nash, and we're Dragon Con. I've been given a few minutes here to talk with Doc Hammer. Doc, thank you for giving us some time.
You're welcome.
Doc Hammer, you are one of the creative forces behind the Venture Brothers. You've got a very diverse background. You've worked music, production. How did you go from all that sort of stuff to an animated satire evil adult show on Cartoon Network?
It was my frame carving abilities, which... No, I was almost drafted, because Jackson worked with Ben Edlund. I worked with Ben Edlund.
From The Tick, for those who don't know.
So when Ben Edlund leaves a picture, it's the two people that worked with him had to come together. So it really was a finding of a lost soul kind of thing. Isn't that romantic? We just found each other. That's how it happened.
Now, you've said often, the show, the basic theme of Venture Brothers is failure.
Right.
How did you happen upon that with everything else? Why did that come to mind?
It didn't. Jackson and I really don't discuss most of this. We trust each other. We trust each other's writing. We love each other. And when we develop each character in each script, there are things that come to the forefront. And the one thing that Jackson and I are both very aware of and kind of in love with is failure. Failure is how you learn. Failure is, it's a beautiful, unavoidable flaw. And the minute you ignore failure, you're an asshole. And the minute you embrace failure, you're kind of charming. So failure just became the theme. And in Jackson's original conception, it was about that promised tomorrow that never happened, the failure of the super science future. So failure was built into it, and both Jackson and I think in terms of failure. We love failure. How can you not have failure be the theme of, as far as I'm concerned, if it's not failure and it's not pee-pee, what's left? This is all we have in common.
This brings up the next, I got the impression from some of the questions here at the panel that when it comes to the sci-fi side of it, the geek side of it, you're really not thinking that the guy brought up a Dune question, like the goal. You're not thinking in terms of what reference I throw out, but fuck it, is it funny?
The references come from just these people speaking. It's not, anybody that's seen our show knows that it's not this list of, oh, they said Hansen, therefore funny. Each character would reference, 21 would make a reference like that. Dr. Venture wouldn't make a reference like that.
Right.
We're not making pop cultural references as a punchline. It is part of our language. These characters live tangentially in our world, and they have the same references we do.
It's who they are.
Yeah. So I don't think in pop culture reference. I'm not one of those pop culture guys. Although I can joke about it. It really... Both Jackson and I are writing for these characters.
Is there any one of you who's more inclined to be more geeky than the others?
Oh, you see our names at the end of the show.
Okay.
Yeah. We're both pretty geeky, by the way. Jackson makes more comic book references. After Orpheus, I had no more comic book things to say.
He had the Doctor Strange bit, that was it.
That was it. That's all I love about comics is Doctor Strange. And everything else is not really my thing. So that's about the difference, but we're both huge geeks.
Let's get a little more personal. Testicular torsion.
Torsion.
Please explain to my audience what the hell that is and where the hell that came from.
It comes from your genitals. If you're a male, you have pendulous reproductive organs that hang in a bag. They do not hang freely in a bag. And if they do hang freely in a bag, they might spin. And my genitals, my pendulous reproductive organs were, you know, they're in a bag because they can't be as hot as our body. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to get away. So our body said, hey, let's put them in a dangerous little outside bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really bad way to put a person together. But hey, such is the scheme of things. So mine weren't taped down properly. There's a membrane that I was missing because I'm, I don't know, better than everybody else because I have super magical broken balls.
And they got a little adventurous.
And they spun around, yeah, like in around puberty. And, you know, the old adage, write what you know. I know the pain of having my genitals spun
Which
around.
Is apparently the most painful experience you've gone through.
Oh,
as
no.
A, oh, no, more. There's something more painful.
Oh, absolutely. I've had stomach cramps that are worse than that. It was the most, like, soulfully painful thing. For to just get hairs between your legs and to be so into your new genitals, and then have someone go, oh, they're busted. We have to open them up and fix them. That is, like, depressing. So it really hurt me in that sense, not in the physical sense. In a physical sense, it just felt like a good swift kick to the rocks, which is not pleasant.
On a another personal note, but a completely different track, this is more about my interest in, I think. You play guitar. What do you play? What do you prefer? What, you know, technique? What do you like?
What do I like? For guitar, I've been playing a Gretsch recently. I'll tell you about the physical guitar that I'm playing. I've been playing a Gretsch recently, but I always play in a Les Paul. And a Les Paul is, you get more access past the octave.
Oh, I'm a Strat guy.
Yeah, the cardboard guitars, man. I own one because they have a sound that nothing else has. I've used it on records. I don't like them live. I find them light. I don't physically like how they're shaped. Gretsch as an object is a beautiful object. It's like a Harley Davidson.
Okay, yeah.
It's a big, beautiful guitar that feeds back and is hard to intonate. A Les Paul, although it weighs about as much as a cinder block, it sounds better than a Les Paul for what I like, that bottomy, crunchy bottom end.
I'll admit, I broke down. I put a humbucker in my
Strat. Yeah, see, you're trying to turn your Strat not into a Strat. I'm playing a Les Paul just like they pulled it out of the factory. But Strats are right. I like the way they feel. They're too easy to play. They're no fun. That's what it is.
And a question got asked that was on my list. Character you most enjoy, and you said it was 21 because?
Because it's easier to do the voice. It's not, they're all, I enjoy doing all of them. But 21 isn't really an impression. It's me excited and doing like a high-pitched version of me. The other ones are actual stretching my voice. And I have a really fragile voice. It'll be, tomorrow I might have laryngitis. That's how fragile it is. So, which means we're going to cut this. Coming to the end of this.
Just wanted to, you've got season 3 and season 4 of Venture Brothers. Aside from that, what other projects do you have coming up? Or are you just putting everything in the Venture Brothers right now?
It's all about Venture Brothers. I'd love a little time to paint. I would, I'm still playing a band and nonsense like that. Yeah. But it's all Venture Brothers, and then afterwards we'll discuss that when it happens. Obviously, Jax and I have our fingers dipped into the future, and it's just not a good idea to talk about it while we're in production. Like, we're working on the show. I am working right now, so it's like I can't think about what else I want to do because
right. And I'm not going to ask you about spoilers because, like you said, that's goofy.
I can't do it.
If you want to know, watch the freaking show.
Yeah, that's why we put the show on TV.
Well, Doc Hammer, thank you for giving us some time today. I appreciate it. This is Radio Dead Air. It's been Nash. I've been talking with Doc Hammer from the Venture Brothers. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And